This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said American officials were working to secure a humanitarian pause in Gaza that would advance several priorities, including getting more aid into Palestinians and getting hostages held by Hamas released.
We've had trucks moving. We have about 100 trucks a day going in. That's good, but it's grossly insufficient. So now we're working on raising that significantly, so that more aid in a sustained way gets into Palestinians who need it.
Speaking to reporters after an unannounced stop in Baghdad, Blinken landed in Iraq's capital on his first visit to the country as the top U.S. diplomat, holding talks with the Iraqi prime minister. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Dozens of people were killed in an Israeli strike overnight Saturday on a Gaza refugee camp, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza health officials said on Sunday more than 9,770 Palestinians have been killed in the war. The Palestinian Red Crescent humanitarian group said there was also intense bombardment, artillery explosions and airstrikes around the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza City. Living conditions in Gaza, already dire, are deteriorating. The aid getting in is nowhere near enough, said World Food Programme head Cindy McCain. Foreign nationals trying to get out of Gaza were stuck when evacuations were suspended on Saturday after a deadly attack on an ambulance.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Gaza's Hamas government suspended the evacuation of foreign passport holders to Egypt for a second day in a row Sunday, after Israel refused to allow some injured Palestinians to be evacuated, Egyptian and Palestinian officials said. This is VOA News. The European Union Commission proposed another $53 billion in aid for Ukraine. The announcement comes as Ukraine's military readies for another winter at war with Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Ukraine's leadership and military continue pushing for more sustained international support and advanced weaponry. Ukraine further seeks EU and NATO membership. It was amid this backdrop that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited the capital Kyiv for a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Von der Leyen said the Commission would recommend another $53 billion in aid from EU member states to Ukraine. Just days earlier in Berlin, EU foreign ministers met to discuss future expansion of the bloc. Germany's foreign minister Annalena Baerbock expressed confidence that Ukraine would gain membership after a vote in December. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The Russian military has reported a successful test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear warheads from a new nuclear submarine. The report comes as tensions are soaring between Russia and the West over fighting in Ukraine. Adding to those tensions, President Vladimir Putin last week signed a bill revoking Russia's ratification of a global nuclear test ban, in a move that Moscow said was needed to establish parity with the United States. Federal regulators in the U.S. will review the use of chemicals found in tires. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the review comes after a petition from Native American tribes that want it banned because it kills salmon.
The tribes in California and Washington asked the Environmental Protection Agency to prohibit the rubber preservative 6-PPD, saying it kills fish, especially coho salmon, when rains wash it from roadways into rivers. Washington, Oregon, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Connecticut also wrote the EPA, citing the chemical's unreasonable threat to their waters and fisheries. The manufacturers are already looking for an alternative. 6-PPD has been used as a rubber preservative in tires for 60 years. As they wear, tiny particles of rubber are left behind on roads and parking lots. I'm Julie Walker.
With exactly a year to go before the U.S. presidential election, a new string of polls painted a grim picture Sunday for Joe Biden, showing him trailing likely challenger Donald Trump among a discouraged electorate. The Democratic Party-affiliated incumbent's numbers look especially bleak among people of color and young voters, according to the New York Times Siena College poll. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.